SR4 AAE Mobile.
Hey, AAE, this is N2 SWJ. Good morning, this is Scott.
SWJ, I think I heard that right. This is KR4 AAE. Good morning, Scott. My name is Steven over here. How you doing this morning?
Where are you headed to? Your mobile work, I assume?
Headed over to Greenville Tech for my lab about electricity and HVAC and everything else in between. Where are you headed? Heading to work too?
I work from home and I have my base station integrated into my computer system, and so I sit here, work, and talk on the radio all day.
It's not a bad setup. I mean, I've got my radios in the same room as my home office, but majority of the time I have the radio either very quiet or off, just due to the nature of some of the stuff I do. If I make a mistake here and there, that could be bad. So if I do turn the radio on, it's because I need to take a break from whatever I'm doing. But I'm usually listening sometime throughout the day.
ADHD, it's like, for me, it's like having music on or something like that, to just have it listening in the background kind of thing.
The one with the cool computer desk setup that I saw, I said, oh my gosh, I want that. I remember the desk now, and I remember the setup. Maybe in my next house, that's how I'll design my office when I decide to build my own house.
It's a little messy right now, though.
Say that again. I did not copy your whole transmission.
The desk is a little messy right now. I got about 5 projects spread out across it.
There is nothing wrong with that. It's better to have it all on your desk than spread out all over the house like I do. I've got some stuff going on in the living room. I got stuff going on in the backyard. I got stuff in my office, in the garage. I mean, you name it, it's everywhere. And I'm surprised the XYL doesn't have a fit whenever I'm sitting there fiddling with different things in different rooms.
Here in office, and she gets annoyed at me when I block the little refrigerator in the office.
Yeah, my wife, she comes into my office and it's always dark in there, and it's like, well, like, tech and IT guys always work in the dark. I mean, we see better, and that's how we're used to working. I mean, they put us IT guys in the basement, so I might as well keep the trend going at home, too.
Why?
Have you found an HF rig yet?
I got the antenna. I'm going to string it up this weekend.
What HF rig did you decide on? I talked to a couple of people, and I knew they were looking at some HF rigs, and I'm probably getting confused right now.
FT991A that I'm going to use for the rig, and my problem has been, that's what I've had, and my problem has been I haven't gotten an antenna, and I found an antenna. I don't know that it's anything special, but I put it together. It was off the ARRL website. It's a kit, and I put it together this week, and I'm going to set it up outside.
That kit, I am familiar with that one as well. I put that one together, and believe it or not, it works. Did you have multimeter and able to test to make sure everything was communicating continuity and no resistance where there needs to be resistance, things like that?
All that, and seemed to be according to spec, so.
I know that kit was a good one for me to put together so I could see all the parts that they were talking about and how everything was calculated and assembled. So yeah, it was a good one for me too. Good luck on that. You gonna hang that up this weekend, right?
Backyard this weekend, so that's the plan.
Good. Maybe I'll hear you on the HF band. And you may or may not know that there's an actual website that will tell you what the conditions are kind of like, so you have an idea of what the HF bands are doing. Sometimes they'll be great, and then sometimes they'll be absolutely terrible. So if you do a quick Google search on that, you'll find it relatively easily, and that's always been helpful for me.
Right now.
It's a very good resource, especially when you're new to it like I was, and I said, all right, let's see what's going on out here, and showing the antenna up, didn't hear anything. I said, okay, what's going on? And then I looked on that website, and it's like, oh, the band is not exactly great. So it's not me for a change.
MMW.net.
Sounds right. It's got the HF propagation with the A index, K index, and
transmission.
Yeah, I copy that. I'm passing by the intersection of Pleasantburg and Wade Hampton, and there's always I'm always in the shadow of Paris Mountain back there. But yeah, like I was saying, there is another website, it's called Whisper, Whiskey, Sierra, Romeo, Whiskey, Sierra, Papa Romeo.net, and that'll tell you how far your signal's going and which direction it's going, because I know it could go a different path, long path, short path, whichever way it's ICO. I haven't used WhisperNet yet. I'm probably going to end up trying that one here soon. I tend to read more than I tend to fiddle with HF right now until I get the vertical up in the air.
That's good there, reading itself. Just trying to figure everything out and learn as much as I can, waiting to do this antenna thing, so. And now I'm at the crux of crossing that border.
Yeah, that was me when I got the HF rig and got the good HF antenna. Started out with the NFED kit just like you, and I was itching to try it, and I said, all right, I gotta do it. And finally, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is great. Just great stimulation for the brain if you're a tinker, if you like to tinker and if you like to solve problems. I mean, it's a great hobby. I enjoy it. I mean, I'm having fun digging a trench right now for the HF vertical. Hopefully I'll have that done this weekend. I'll try to put a couple pictures up on QRZ whenever I get it all finished and what it looked like during the whole process. It's been an interesting one.
What's your call sign again? AAL, I remember, was the last of it.
Call sign is Kilo Romeo 4 Alpha Alpha Echo.
WSWJ.
Well, I'm with the Greenville Tech here, and traffic's getting a little hairy, so I need to clear out, pay attention to the road. N2SWJ, this is KR4AAE. I will be clear on your final.
Have a good day, and 73 to you, and have fun with that lab.